the truth.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Here we go. This is called The Last Job.
A long time ago, back in the 21st century, what did our ancestors do with their time? They worked. Some of them worked so much they came up with a name for it. Workaholic. And just as we've set ourselves free from prejudice, free from war, free from every known form of cancer, we've also set ourselves free from work. Technological progress has made society so efficient that you never need to work a day in your life. We solved all of our economic problems a long time ago, and here we are. Your only problem now is to figure out what to do with your time. You're living in the age of leisure. You walk down the street, and what do you see? You see social clubs and coffee houses, galleries, theaters, music venues, happenings. The world is full of art and relaxation and joy.
The hottest nightclub in town is the old New York Stock Exchange. There's so many parties going on that we need designated quiet zones.
Which is easy with our noise cancellation technology. Here, listen to this. Pretty neat, huh? Just a second.
Yeah.
Why aren't you out there?
I'm just finishing up some work.
Dad, it's my birthday.
I'll be right there.
My friends want to meet you.
Guilt trip received.
Whatever your heart's desire, it's available and accessible to anyone, anytime. And it's all thanks to the automation system I help maintain. I work for quality control.
Keeping our jobless rate above 90% is a full-time job.
My specialty is robotics, mostly alignment and replacement. I help keep our society in perfect working order, so everyone stays happy, safe, and comfortable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Quality Control.
The robots need to do their jobs, and that's our job. We're Quality Control.
Time to wake up. Time to wake up. Time to wake up.
Thanks, Coco.
Good morning, David.
I do this job so that everyone else can spend their day doing exactly what their heart desires. And when I get up in the morning, I look outside and I see people relaxed, throwing a frisbee, enjoying their lives. What I see is a well-oiled machine. And I'm just proud to know that I helped make that possible. That's odd.
Hey, where did this come from?
Dad, I'm trying to sleep.
Are you gonna sleep your life away? Come on, where'd you get this music box?
It was a birthday present.
Are you gonna go back to sleep or are you gonna talk to me?
I'm gonna go back to sleep, okay?
No, wrong answer. Who gave this to you?
Dexter.
Dexter? Dexter who? Do I know him?
Dexter Batson. Why do you care?
Because it's broken. Here, listen. Listen to this.
Dad.
Wait.
Dad,
it's... Do you hear that?
No.
It's defective.
You're overreacting.
I'm going to have to file a report. I need to take this.
Dad, no! Come on!
It's my job.
Have you ever looked inside of a music box? It's a beautiful piece of machinery. Simple. Every little piece has a specific purpose. There's a crank that spins a roller, and on the roller there's these little dimples that each pluck a different note. It's problems like these that cause chain reactions, push entire factories into meltdown. I've seen it before. What if all the music boxes are like this?
none of my music boxes are like this.
But you make all the music boxes.
Yeah, but my robots didn't make this.
You're not making any sense.
Now, I'm the Minister of Novelties. I'm the only person who works here, so if anyone would know...
All right, well, if your robots didn't make this, then where did it come from?
Why don't you tell me? You're the one that marched in here with it.
Listen, this is not a joke. We have regulations for a reason. If there's an alignment problem in this factory, I'll shut the whole thing down.
Maybe you made this music box. Can you prove that?
No, somebody gave it to my daughter.
So you're just trying to pass the buck, making my problem instead of your problem.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
I'll call law enforcement.
Whoa.
If anyone needs to worry here, it's you, pal.
No. It came from a guy named Dexter Batson.
Well, maybe you should be talking to Dexter then.
Coco, I'm looking for anything we've got on a music box purchased by Dexter Batson.
No records found.
What do we know about Dexter Batson? Oh my, look at this. Arrests, disobedience, protests. Oh, this guy's not dating my daughter, that's for sure. Do we have his current location?
Dexter Batson is currently at the Wasteland Poetry Club, located at 4 Irving Place.
Isn't technology wonderful?
Many mirrored butterflies taking their time, taking my time, ticking away the time. This is the thing. We can't get back.
Do you know Dexter Batson?
What?
Looking for Dexter Batson?
Chill, man.
Oh, sorry.
Ambulance jukebox. Shame-faced Aretha in a soup.
But do you know where Dexter is?
He's probably in back. Into my...
Hello? Is there anybody down? Hello?
Excuse me, is there a Dexter Batson? What is this? Is that a hammer? Is that a lathe? Are you making handmade goods? We have robots for this. This is dangerous and entirely illegal. Everybody, put your tools down. Put that drill down. Step away from these workstations. I'm from quality control. I'm shutting this down. Where is Dexter Batson?
Excuse me, I can help you find Dexter Batson.
Who's in charge here?
Please follow me, and I'm sure Dexter...
Nobody touch those machines while I'm gone.
You're David Kirsch, aren't you?
And why don't you worry about yourself?
Right through this door, please, Mr.
Through
Kirsch.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody turn on the light, please? Hello? Hey, unlock this door.
Why are you looking for Dexter Batson?
I know what you people are doing.
What do you think we're doing?
You're operating an illegal facility that manufactures unregulated man-made goods.
You need to let us continue.
Who are you people?
We're the John Henry Society.
Well, John Henry, what you're doing is illegal, and it's putting the entire system at risk. And I'm shutting you down.
Do you own a cat, David?
What?
You know, a long time ago, we used to keep cats around because they would hunt for mice. Eventually, human beings invented mouse traps. Cats have to hunt mice. That's what they do. It's in their nature. So, we invented toys to keep the cats occupied. Mylar ribbon to tackle, laser pointers to chase around.
Okay, is there a point to this story?
You can't free people from their nature.
And you think their nature is to work?
Cats need to chase mice.
This is crazy.
You have no idea how widespread this is, David. We have people in every strata of society. We have products on every level of daily life.
I don't believe this at all. I spend all day looking through the entire system, trying to find imperfections.
Why do you think you're so busy? Where are all these imperfections coming from? Coding? Software? The fact is, you need us.
It's my responsibility to report all of this. It's entirely illegal and irresponsible.
Forget about us. Just drop this entire line of pursuit.
You're asking me to not do my job.
If you won't let us do our work, then you won't have a job to do.
Law enforcement has busted what they are calling a major underground manufacturing ring. This comes after an investigation initiated by Quality Control's David Kirsch.
It's far-reaching. We found branches of it in almost every major city.
Several high-ranking members have been arrested, and surveillance has been upgraded.
It's going to keep our children safer. It's going to keep our society running smoother. The John Henry Society can no longer terrorize us with their substandard goods.
And now, back to the weather. Sunny skies are expected for the rest of the month as our weather stabilization algorithms continue to keep our global climate in perfect balance.
Congratulations! Our product malfunction rate has fallen by 98%.
98%? Are you sure? That's incredible.
Your capture of the resistance operatives was quite effective.
Great, well, what do we have next?
I can book a trip, schedule a massage.
No, I want to keep going. We're on a roll.
You have no outstanding work assignments.
Excuse me? Okay, can you please, let me see the activity log for all the current malfunctions.
The malfunction log is empty, but I can book a trip, schedule a massage, reserve a ping pong table.
Coco, what's going on?
May I suggest a day at the beach? The forecast is sunny, with a high of 85. It's going to be a lovely day.
Still working?
Hold on, almost done.
The tireless tinkerer continues to tinker.
Give me a second, I'm almost done. See? Look. Complete.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Give it a go.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. It's perfect.
The Last Job was performed by Peter McNerney. Also features Dave Hill, Lewis Kornfeld, India Kotis, Rebecca Robles, Alex Marino, Phoebe Tyers, TJ Mannix, and Rupert Degas. It was written and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell, with help from everyone at The Truth and Planet Money. This piece was commissioned by NPR's Planet Money, thanks to David Kestenbaum and the whole Planet Money team. If you want to learn more about what we do, go to thetruthpodcast.com. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation and by MailChimp, who celebrate creativity, chaos, and teamwork. If you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at prx.org. Our editorial advisor is Ann Hepperman. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.